For all the hand-wringing about the politics of oil, and the repression in countries like Nigeria and Saudi Arabia can make anyone queasy, there is an even more basic problem. Just how much oil is left on this crusty old earth? Geologist Ken DeFace believes we'll soon start to run out.
In the case of world oil production, we're so close to the peak now, we're only predicting about 4 years ahead.
And the year 2005 is, of course, just around the corner. So if this estimate's right, if the world's oil production will soon shrink, then we're in big trouble. Ken DeFace grew up in Oklahoma's oil country, where his father was a petroleum engineer. Ken followed in his dad's footsteps, working for Shell Oil before going on to an academic career at Princeton. And if you're a John McPhee fan, you'll know him as the science expert in McPhee's books about geology. Well, now DeFace has written his own book, Hubbert's Peak, The Impending World Oil Shortage. The title refers to geophysicist M. King Hubbert, who predicted in 1956 that U.S. oil production would peak in the early 70s. At the time, Hubbert was widely ridiculed, but his prediction proved to be right on target. He made his calculation by plotting a bell-shaped curve based on the amount of oil already produced and how much still remained in the ground. Hubbert saw a pattern. Production shoots way up at first as the cheapest, most accessible oil is tapped, but then it drops when extraction gets tougher and more expensive.
My analogy is if you're a bass fisherman and you go to your favorite bass pond, you notice after a while that you're catching fewer bass. And as the bass catch gets leaner and leaner, you could go to the fishing tackle store and buy fancier and fancier rods and reels and lures to try to catch those reluctant bass that are in the bottom of the pond. But the other possible conclusion is you've caught most of the bass and there's no point fishing that particular pond anymore.
DeFace recently plotted his own bell curve for the world's oil supply, and that's why he thinks production will start to slip in just a few years. But it's a controversial claim. Bjørn Lomborg is a Danish statistician who studied the numbers and has written his own book, The Skeptical Environmentalist.
The main reason why the U.S. stopped producing oil is simply because it's cheaper to produce it elsewhere.
Lomborg says people have been warning about a coming oil crunch for decades, kind of like the boy who cried wolf.
If you look at the data, you can say, well, if you take the number of years that you thought you had left over, basically take 1920, we know how much energy we used in 1920. We also know how much oil we thought was left over. And then if you divide those two numbers, you get like there was 10 years left over of oil. So a lot of people would say we're going to run out of oil in 10 years. Well, actually, in 1930, there was still about 10 years worth of oil at this new higher level of consumption. And actually, if you go through the numbers, we've never had as much oil left over as we have now. And we never have used as much as we are using right now per year.
In recent years, the Middle East has been the world's biggest single source of oil. But Princeton's Ken DeFace says production there just peaked. And he doubts the much ballyhooed Caspian Sea reserves in Central Asia can pick up the slack.
The Caspian Sea region is very likely not as big as the Middle East. And what we need to bail ourselves out now is to find a whole additional Middle East. The biggest unexplored place is the South China Sea because six different countries claim it, and there are several rocks out in the middle of the South China Sea whose ownership is disputed.
Those countries include China, Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippines, which means you can expect quite a squabble if the oil motherlode is really found there. But Bjørn Lomborg, the statistician from Denmark, says we don't need some great untapped oil reserve.
Most people believe that we at least have 50 years left over of oil, and if we take all the oil that we still haven't discovered or we still don't know how to extract, we probably have anywhere from 100, 150 years of oil consumption left over. However, we also have shale oil enough within the next 25 years to cover about 100, 200, maybe even 500 years more.
And Lomborg doubts that we'll even need fossil fuels in a few decades because the price of renewable energy is dropping so fast. But Ken DeFace says this is no time for Pollyannas. He believes we'll soon feel the pinch.
One possibility is that there would be very large price rises and we'd drive less because we couldn't afford it. Another possibility is that we saw during the 1980s was rationing by inconvenience. There were long lines at the gas stations although the price was regulated. And then the third possibility was rationing by coupons, as in World War II.
So it really comes down to which vision of the future you believe and which experts you trust. Because the consequences get very personal. Are you going to tool around in that monster SUV or brush the cobwebs off your bicycle?